This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
You're on the Hump Day Crew, Raz, Ads and Ginny.
Now he describes himself as androgynous, eternally optimistic, passionate, crazy, overly tanned and hopefully fashionable. He's a model, works in promotions, features on YouTube and some other cameo film roles, as well as hosting his own Sydney club show Fashionisto, promoting various fashion labels. And generally, he's one of Sydney's finest socialites to tell us what's fabulous about Sydney. David Paris, welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
Morning, guys. How are you? I sound more like a tranny than Miss Queen Left McSitter this morning.
You do. Not an early morning person either, hey?
Oh, no, I'm such a night person, but never mind, we'll get there. Bear with me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, David.
Oh, well, I started out when I was a model, when I was about 18, and then became known as something of an internet celebrity back when MySpace was popular. Remember that? I have a YouTube channel where I talk about random stuff that interests me. It can be anything from serious subjects to showing my pathetic miming abilities to girls just want to have fun and camp anthems like that. I've had a few columns on various websites and worked in promotions for clubs around Sydney. I still do a bit of modelling here and there, but I'm concentrating more on my work behind the camera these days. It's something to support me when the wrinkles appear.
Yes. Now, I've been looking at your MySpace site, and some of those photos are amazing. Tell us about some of your most memorable shoots.
Oh, I don't know. I tend to end up quite often covered in mud or hanging over a cliff or something crazy. The one that immediately comes to mind was when I was convinced to do an ad for three mobile in drag. That was interesting. Lots of friends of mine are drag queens, and I make an okay-looking boy, but a hideous drag queen. So I was tottering around in an orange tutu and platforms around the city all day with a reflector board shining in my eyes and trying to look vaguely glamorous, but I don't think I succeeded. Lots of Asian tourists got some happy snaps.
Because that's one of the interesting things about being a model, isn't it? It always looks like it's glamorous, but it's definitely not.
It's really quite often than not. It's hard work. Like, a lot of people think it's an easy job, but you have to pose your body in ways that is pretty unusual, and you can be quite sore after a long day of shooting, yeah.
Well, I can imagine anyone who walks around in high heels with a big board on their back. I have a lot of respect for you there, David.
Oh, thanks,
babe. So tell me, what are the best things about Gay Sydney?
Probably the variety we have here. There's lots of clubs catering to all different crowds, and whatever grabs you, you're likely to find your place is somewhere. And we're pretty friendly. I mean, even if you don't know your way around much, you just need to ask someone, and I'm sure they'll give you an idea of where you might find what you're into. Yeah.
So Oxford Street is pretty well known as the main drag there, but where outside there is good to head to.
Oh, we have great beaches, and you were talking about the views earlier. We have great views over the harbour. If you're into fashion, there's some great little shopping areas around Chinatown and out-of-the-way places on the North Shore where you can really get some phenomenal fashion for really, really cheap. I mean, most of the clothes I wear are vintage because I only wear them once or twice, but Sydney as a whole isn't nearly as stylish or fashion-conscious as Melbourne. I mean, you can walk down Chapel Street and see glamour at every turn, even if it's as simple as a nice scarf with something casual. Melbourneites seem to know what they're doing when it comes to style, which is something I really can't say for Sydney. I mean, it's not unusual to see someone really well-dressed here. I mean, there's lots of trackies and old T-shirts, and it's pretty boring style-wise.
Oh, David, you're just sucking up to us now, aren't you?
Well, like Queen Miss Left Titter, I just want a free flight.
we can put you in an express post box as well if you really want.
Oh, I don't know if I'll fit like her.
I guess that depends on how flexible we are. We won't talk about that. Now, Oxford Street's been getting a lot of press over the last, I guess, year or so about it being safe. Someone who actually goes to Oxford Street, do you feel safe on Oxford Street?
Well, not as safe as I used to. A lot of straight clubs, which attract a lot of bogan clientele, have opened theirs, like right next door to some of the gay clubs. So it's not unusual to be abused when you're going from one club to another. I mean, for example, on the weekend, I was walking with some friends down from Stonewall to Slide, and this hideous wreck of a woman lurched towards me and started shouting obscenities. But I mean, the best thing to do is just make sure that you're with a group of friends if you're walking between venues or going home. And a butch boyfriend never goes astray either.
Yeah.
It is a very serious situation. A lot of people have been bashed or mugged on Oxford Street, so just make sure you look out for yourselves and your friends.
And I believe butch boyfriends are pretty easy to find in Sydney. They tell me that in Sydney, a lot of people are a lot more muscular than they are in Melbourne.
I don't think so. I mean, you find a lot of sort of gym junkies and stuff, but I don't think there's any more than in Melbourne at all. I wish, as I said.
Well, sorry, Ginny.
David, where can we check out your columns, photo shoots and everything?
Oh, yeah, well, mainly you can check on my YouTubes at youtube.com/TheRealDavidParis. My photos are on MySpace, which is myspace.com/David_Paris, and there's a link to my Facebook there too for, like, lots of social pictures, and I'll be launching my own website next year, which will have blogs and photography stuff and all the little bits of fabulous which make me.
Excellent. Well, I definitely recommend getting along to your MySpace page. There are some amazing photos there.
Oh, thank you.
I really like the one where... I don't know. There's a drag queen in the background. It's kind of soft lighting, and I'm trying to describe the picture. Do you know the one I mean?
Were they kind of vaguely Roman?
Yes. Yeah.
We actually did those last week, and it was so much fun. And the drag queen in them is actually my flatmate, Mabel Stewart. So we had a great time doing that, and we learned a bit about each other too. I wasn't wearing many clothes. You might have noticed.
Yes, I did.
I think that's why he noticed, David.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a compliment. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Nothing like a theme photo shoot to get attraction.
That's right.
David, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to us today on the Hump Day Crew.
And next
pleasure, guys.
Next time
thanks
you're down
for getting
here.
Me up early. You've shown me a new way of life. I don't think it'll become a common thing for me, but anyway, it was fun.
And next time you're down here for some good shopping, look us up and come say hi.
Oh, I'd love to.
Thanks, David.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
See you. There you go. That's David Paris. He's a model and a... basically a man of many talents and just a general socialite, knows all about Sydney and telling us what he loves about Sydney. Of course, if you'd like to check out his MySpace, it's myspace.com/David_Paris.
Or you might find him on Coogee Beach eating ice creams with Miss Queen Left Hitter.
They've actually done a webisode together.
Really?
You can check that out. She's actually interviewing him. It's very entertaining indeed.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.